County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell.
Good morning, Greg.
Up early.
Yes.
After a late night.
Yes.
Meeting last night, obviously, the Sheriff Rand situation was the big issue last night. Steve, you voted 8-0 to ask for his resignation. Can you?
Well, we have to.
Can
look
you
at,
go behind the scenes at all with that?
Not really. It's still an ongoing investigation from the Michigan State Police and the Attorney General's office. But I can say that, you know, the Board of Commissioners looked at the long-term ramifications of what's gone on, looked at the impact on everything, whether it be employees within the jail to sheriff's deputies, and we have complete respect and for them and the hard work that they've got to be able to do going forward, and looked at where we were at. And, you know, this is something that's going to be a long-term impact on the county. It's something that's going to be a long-term impact on the community, and we needed to put a definite answer to it. And the Board of Commissioners met with our attorney, Bonnie Toski, and went over everything and felt that this was the time, the place, and the importance to do it. And so we have stepped up, and as of the resolution, sometime today, myself and Mr. Overton will draft a communique to go to the governor's office.
And so, what will that address?
Well, it'll address everything within the Constitution, the Michigan Constitution. County Board of Commissioners do not have the power to remove the sheriff. That is not granted locally. And the only person in the state of Michigan, according to the Constitution, is our governor. And we will ask. Now, the governor's already stated that he intends to let locals make local decisions. And so we feel that looking around at other counties where elected officials have been removed, that will be most likely what he'll do again. I don't anticipate anything more than support for the action we took.
A lot of ramifications, though, political and otherwise.
Oh, yes, all the way around. All the way around. Long-term situations dealing with our courts, long-term situations dealing with employment, and working our way through a tough, tough situation. You know, up until these candid comments, I think everyone had the utmost respect for Sheriff Rand and felt that he was doing an excellent job for us. And I think he still could if this didn't happen. This just literally pulls the rug out from underneath him and his ability and the county's ability to be able to follow through on things.
And earlier in the day, the chamber came out that probably didn't help his cause with their statement.
I saw that, yeah. And I don't think the Board of Commissioners, while listening to those voices and listening to the communication.
Those are your business leaders.
That's correct. That's correct. Listening to those, you know, we met and discussed and came to a consensus on what needed to be done. And I think we were there tentatively going into that meeting.
The biggest issue's got to be a trust. Going
a trust factor, and yes, and an understanding of the total ramifications for Jackson County, and you know it would literally touch everything, and I think that we need the Board of Commissioners came out strong. We did not sit around and wait on this. I want everyone to understand that the county administrator and our HR director, when they met with the plaintiff, took action that day. And this is the culmination of that action, and it's where we're at. You know, this all played out, you know, in less than 40 days, and it takes sometimes it even takes a little bit longer when you're investigating. And I know the state police are still working on an investigation, and we will see where that takes us criminally, but the civil case. You know, I also want to point out that while everyone has seen the civil case, we still have not been served by the plaintiff, and the County Board of Commissioners is waiting for to be truly served. We received the documents through news sources, not through the plaintiff. So We're working our way towards that, and that's been 9 days now. So we really need answers to some of the different stuff and going forward.
Would the county be part of the lawsuit?
The documents that we have were named. That's correct.
Okay.
And the first goal in any one of these types of cases is to see if we can get that all cleaned up and get a summary judgment and get out of that part of it, so that way we can get on with what really needs to be done going forward.
Any other business last night?
Well, yeah, the Board of Commissioners passed the development of the Cooper Street interchange and the funding of that, the two roundabouts. I think if anyone's driven at all on 94, you've seen the trees coming down between West Avenue and Elm Street. That's all going to happen before March 31st, and whether we like it or not, that stretch of highway for over 22 months is going to be closed while they replace the bridge, rebuild interchanges, and put that all together. That's the beginning of the enhancement of 94. So this is the start of it, and everything within between M60 and Sergeant Road is going to be done.
And this weather has really opened up the pothole season.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. But we do have a plan of attack, and as soon as the rain stops, we're going to get the trucks out and get started, and we're also trying to figure out how to deal with some of the real road issues that we've got to try to fix here. One, McDivitt Avenue is in really rough shape after this winter, and if you can at all avoid it, I would. Figure out a different way to travel out there. I've surveyed it, gone through. You know, I've listened to our engineers, and it's going to be an expensive process to fix, and they're trying to figure out a way to get us a short-term fix so that way we can create a long-term repair.
So before you leave, Steve, your next step is to write this letter to the governor with hopes of what?
We'll write the letter to the governor and include the resolution, and we'll see what the action is after that. But remember, any time during this process, when the sheriff deems it appropriate, he could resign. And I think the beginning of the healing would occur then. And I think that...
That will not be a quick process.
His resignation or
the healing
letter?
Process?
The healing process, no. I think that's gonna take all the way till whenever the new person is actually elected and in place as sheriff. So, yeah.
County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell. Steve, thank you.
Yes, Greg.
For getting up early today.